Everybody in the world has questions about life and how it works. Everybody in the world also has the answers. Not everybody in the world knows this. I certainly didn't. I looked everywhere for answers, but within. I listened to parents, family, and friends, teachers, pastors, leaders, authors, philosophers, anyone and everyone I thought might have something to say. Then I turned to God. I asked a pile of questions, and I finally got answers. Those responses form the published trilogy known as Conversations with God. They've also led to more questions, not just from me, but from many of the millions of readers of those books. The most important answer I received was that I no longer had to ask questions. All of the answers, God said, are inside of me. All I have to do is go within. That's all any of us have to do, go within and meet the Creator. It's okay, of course, to ask questions of others. Sometimes it's useful, and often it's very valuable, to get input from another part of God. It's good to remember, however, that no part of God hears the message that is meant for you more clearly than the part of God that is within you. So listen to advice, seek counsel, consider input, but always weigh it carefully against the guidance from your own inner voice. If you elevate outside input to the level of absolute truth, you announce and declare that you are not the source. This would be a lie about you. Now, these might seem to be strange things to say in a book of questions, but actually, they're exactly the right things to say. I don't want you to think that the answers found here are any more authoritative than the answers found in your own heart. That is where the wisdom lies. That is where the real truth resides. Sometimes the greatest value of input from another source is that it opens you to your own truth. Certainly that's the intention here. That's why I take the time in each issue of my personal newsletter to readers to answer a handful of the more than 300 letters a week that I receive from people all over the world asking about the Conversations with God material and how to apply it in their lives. And that's why we've selected and placed in this book some of the most interesting Q&As from 5 years' worth of those newsletters. When you hear these letters, don't be surprised if you find a bit of yourself here. All of us, after all, are asking the same questions. All of us are looking in our own way and from our own perspective at the same issues. So what you're experiencing right now is not a book at all. This is a mirror. I invite you to gaze deeply into it. Look to see what's being reflected here. It might just be the path to your own highest truth. I love questions. They make my mind expand. And the more difficult the questions, the better I like it. That's why I loved answering the questions in this book. They include some of the most challenging inquiries I've ever received on the Conversations with God material, reflecting the passions, frustrations, interests, and curiosities of some wonderfully engaging and courageous people. Throughout the book, I've tried to categorize these inquiries by topic. Some letter writers, however, clearly had no intention of limiting themselves to one subject per letter. I thought of taking these multiple topic inquiries and breaking them into segments, putting the various segments into more definable categories. But in the end, I felt that this would just have taken a lot of the steam out of them. These questions are juicy precisely because they are compound and complex. Life, of course, is like that too. So here they are, questions that offer a real slice of life. Real questions about real life from real people.